We're hoping this works. I'm trying to figure out this new technology. If all goes well, I should be talking to AP.
If you hear this message, then something is wrong.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message.
I seem to have hit an impasse with this thing.
Skype.
I seem to have installed it, but I can't figure it out. I'll try and figure it out later. But if you have any suggestions.
Please check your microphone and microphone settings. Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message.
The microphone doesn't seem to be picking up things quite the way I want.
If you hear this message, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings.
Figure it out later.
Please check your mic.
I can't figure it out.
Visit Skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service.
Thank you very much and have a good day.
No, actually, I think
something is wrong.
I just wish this was a bit louder.
Something is wrong.
Okay, so now I adjusted the input levels. Way up. It's got to be a little better.
Help, or visit help, or help, scalp this. Goodbye.
Calling with an important message for Fredericks regarding your Elon Financial Services credit card. Please call us back at 1-888-0 again. Our number is 1-888-0.
As we age, our vision fades, our hearing becomes less acute. But that's because the next part of the journey is inward, and you need to avoid external distractions.
Kim Kardashian's taking selfies without any underwear on.
Now that we have technology, cataracts can be removed, hearing can be restored.
Are we missing out on an opportunity to gain insights into both ourselves and the nature of existence?
So I was just thinking about the Thanksgiving, as Obama was talking about being thankful to the people that had come over to our country, founded it, and then the other generations and other groups that followed. And I thought, wow, I wonder about the Mexicans, and I wonder if they're thankful for when the border crossed them, they just stayed in the same place. Minding their own business. They get accused of crossing the border. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, or the First Nations people or Native Americans. They're real thankful they got an opportunity to get shipped off to reservations.
All this really does remind me of Columbus Day. The day of celebration, I guess, of when the Indians came out to the beach and found a bunch of white guys standing there.
Also, another thing I had heard earlier, I didn't research to check the veracity of it, but it sounded true. It was NPR. It was the first turkey that was pardoned.
Brings with it many awesome and solemn responsibilities. This is not one of them. But, no. They came all the way from outside Badger, Minnesota to be with us. Generally speaking, Thanksgiving is a bad day to be a turkey. I'm not sure that they know that, the White House turkey pardon is a great tradition.
The first turkey that was pardoned was back in 1963. And I thought, holy crap. That would mean Johnson pardoned Turkey days after after the President of the United States had been killed. And then I wondered if the turkey's name might not be Johnny Rosselli or Santos Traficante.
Technically, it was George W. Bush who first used the word pardon
to describe letting those turkeys off the hook, letting them live another year.
Then I thought, what was the crime the turkeys committed anyway to deserve the death penalty? Same crime the Indians committed?
I just watched an attractive brunette woman in her nice car take a cigarette butt and throw it on the ground, into the road, let it blow away, over against the median.
And according to the little cards I get in my American Spirit cigarettes, 38% of the litter on our roadsides is cigarette butts.
And
12.3 million cigarette butts are littered every day. And the internet tells me that cigarette butts on the beach are even worse. It's terrible to even think about.
That there's 7 trillion cigarette butts discarded on our beaches alone annually.
Which isn't exactly good for the environment or the water.
Yeah, or the creatures that live in it.
Fish.
Mammals, crustaceans.
Cephalopods.
All those other things.
Then I said, I want to be Buddha-like, or Zen-like, I guess. Say, isn't that interesting? Someone can be so self-centered and thoughtless. But then I thought about the car companies and whether that wasn't an or unintended consequence of removing ashtrays from cars. Although this woman struck me as the type that wouldn't want her dirty cigarette butt anywhere near her after she was done with it. It would be cast aside, left to be somebody else's problem. But that's passing judgment. I don't really know that. Maybe nobody talked to her about the environment, raised her consciousness.
Well, and you know, it does raise the question of what happens to all those little cards, too, that they're sticking in those cigarette packs. It'd be a shame if they just became more waste. Litter.
I did yell out of my car once when somebody threw a Pepsi can out the window and said, jerk. And I watched this kid get out of the back seat. And he went over and picked it back up and threw it back in the car.
So I guess I raised somebody's consciousness, at least a little bit.
So it did have some impact. Although I guess it could have got me shot, too. somebody standing their ground. They feel threatened.
Speaking of stand your ground, George Zimmerman's back in jail again. This time for threatening his girlfriend, locking her out of her house and threatening her with a shotgun, allegedly.
This comes after he smashed his wife's camera after she recorded him assaulting her father. That case was dropped for a lack of evidence. What a hero.
Huh. Having trouble backing up. I'm hitting something.
I can't help but think.
Hope it's not a cat. I was really hoping to have AP Mike on this episode of the program, but something happened. We exchanged a few phone calls, a couple of emails. We were supposed to do something this weekend. Then I didn't hear another word from him. I hope he's okay. Hope I didn't offend him. And hopefully we'll get something going in the near future. But for now, this is what I got. This was not how I had planned to make the show, but hey, sometimes it goes that way. Well, hopefully we'll be able to solve the mystery soon about what made AP Mike peter out this weekend. Don't forget, you can get in touch with me at fonpr@yahoo.com. And thanks for listening.